264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of this third hour on this Thursday, June 12th, 2025 edition. If I can keep my voice for this last half hour. The House Republicans budget for education. K through 12, Department of Education, My Leap program, leaving out public universities, and community colleges. Well, in their funding proposal, again, this is a proposal. This is what the House Republican majority came up with. Senate Democrats came up with theirs last month. The governor came up with hers earlier this year. This is now education only. School aid fund. This is not the general fund. The funding proposal, $12,000 per pupil, is basically put into two parts. According to Peter Spadafore, he is the president of the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity. MASO is their acronym. The first part is the regular per pupil funding allowance. That number is set at $10,025 per kid. The second, $1,975 per pupil, totaling $12,000, has no weight for students in poverty. Those that need to learn English or special education, according to Spadafore. The House Republicans' education budget proposal leaves behind the most vulnerable students in our state and underscores the urgent need for Michigan to prioritize true equity in funding for students with the greatest needs. Notice that word, equity, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Sorry, Peter, bad choice of words. He then goes on to say that the House plan holds at risk funding flat, a functional cut, when inflation pressures haven't been factored in. Even more concerning is the elimination of several targeted programs designed to address the unique needs of students across our state. Peter, I got a very simple question for you. What are those unique needs? And how many students in the state of Michigan have those, quote, unique needs? Or are these unique needs simply made up in the mind of liberal Democrats that are following a woke agenda, putting forward dollars, taxpayer dollars, setting them aside for things that are non-existent? They only live in your head and the other liberal Democrats in this state, where the adults in the room, the House Republicans, are saying, sorry, we don't need to be spending money on that garbage. Just asking. Now, let's get into some interesting topics of this proposal. When it comes to the Department of Education, the MDE, funding for it would be cut by $19.2 million and eliminate 118 full-time employee positions. Michigan Department of Education this money, and these employees would be eliminated under the House Republicans' proposed spending plan. Specifically, House Bill 4576 gives the public its first peek at what the House Republicans are looking to do with all of its budgets, in the way that it's trimming away unfilled state government jobs, and would require all Michigan Department of Education employees to report to an office 5 days a week, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Tim Kelly, chair of the House Appropriations Committee, said, "We are long past the China virus, and it's time to do away with the China virus policies like remote work. It mandates that no money can be used for diversity, equity, and inclusion training, and stops any state money from being used on implicit bias training programs." The House budget, passed by Republicans only, is $25.7 million less than what the Senate wanted. Their version had $72.2 million. Well, the House version is $46.5 million. Whoa. When you look at that from a percentage standpoint, this is huge. $46.5 million divided by $72.2 million. 35.6% cut. In addition to getting rid of the 118 full-time jobs, lowering the budget for the Department of Education, gets rid of 5.6 million in state government support to public libraries, without touching 16.5 million in state grants to the libraries. Shaves a little bit of the discretionary funding, but keeps the grants in place. You apply for the money, you get the money if we approve it. Additionally, House Bill 4576 cuts 3.6 million for partnership district support operations, 1.2 million for strategic planning, and 750,000 for the Michigan core curriculum. Of the 118 positions being eliminated in the Michigan Department of Education, 65 of them are not even filled right now. It also eliminates $10 million in the general fund money connected to those posts for educator excellence, accountability services, school support services, and educational support operations. Okay. Lastly, the governor's My Leap program. Nearly $100 million in new spending on early education. That's the four-year-olds, the pre-K, and postgraduate programs that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democratic-controlled Senate added to the Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential. Well, for this upcoming fiscal year, 2026, was completely eliminated from the House proposed spending plan. My Leap, gone. Now, instead, they added a fourth bill which has not yet been voted on. House Bill 4578. The size of the My Leap budget, which was around $640 million, would be trimmed from full-time employees in the department by 62 people. Listen to this. you got to understand, folks, My Leap was a brand new department within the Department of Education. Whitmer and the Democrats expanded the Department of Education to create this Department of My Leap. You know how many full-time employees they already have? Created a year ago. 343 people. Full-time jobs. Well, the Republicans are cutting it down from 343 to 281. The governor wanted to add 8 more accountants as opposed to contracting with outside services. Full-time accountants that in the private sector probably earn or get paid well over $100,000 a year. She wanted 8 full-time accountants hired by the state government. The Republicans, no. We'll contract for those services. They won't be full-time employees. We'll have them work on the budget. We'll have them do the things we need them to do, and we'll pay them as they go. The House also proposing in their budget, they're cutting 15 full-time employees from the executive office. Another 28 full-time employee positions cut from the Department of Child Care, and another 10 cut from Licensing and Information Technology Divisions. Man, these Democrats can come up with more departments and divisions than anybody. Unbelievable. Well, the Republican, Greg Marcanin, up in the UP, Hancock, he's chair of the House subcommittee in charge of the My Leap budget. He said the goal was to craft a budget that is more fiscally responsible, streamlined, as opposed to having the department running over budget with employees that are basically duplicating the same work. Democrats raised targeted questions on these specific cuts, but were not allowed to submit any amendments. Republicans in control, the Republicans passed it. Final segment of today's show. We'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Other interesting pieces of this House Republican passed education budget proposal allows any resident, listen to this, any resident of the state of Michigan to be able to seek a $100 fine from the My Leap department in their local court of claims every time an employee of My Leap interacts with the resident and uses a pronoun in their email signatures, business cards, or on their department letterhead. No more we, they, them, whatever. You use a pronoun. We the people, citizens of the state of Michigan, interacting with this governmental employee, can file for a $100 bill in your local court of claims. They're going to fine these employees if they use pronouns. Additionally, the proposal prevents My Leap from using any state or federal money for services, grants, or programming for any non-citizen who isn't in the country legally, unless the money is used to hold these non-citizens in jail, prison, or some correctional facility. Lastly, restricts My Leap from using any money for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, rules, regulations, trainings, or contained in any of their correspondence. You mentioned DEI. You're violating the budget. You can't do it. So, pretty clear what the Republicans are doing. They're dogging the state of Michigan. It's basically what they're doing. These cuts, these eliminations of jobs, elimination of funding, trims away basically all the insanity that the Democrats have been putting into the state budget over the last 6 years under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They're coming out very clearly and saying, enough of this insanity. We're going to be the adults in the room. We're getting rid of this garbage. If you don't like it, too bad. this is what we are going to fund. Now, the Senate, 19 Senate Democrats, and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, 20 people, are going to have to stand up to 56 Republicans in the House. I don't think it's going to work out so well for the Democrats. And if you want a line in the sand, you want to fight this out, that's fine. We can shut the government down at midnight on September 30th. Or you can pass in the Senate and the governor can sign our $20 billion don't shut the government down budget and operate with $20 billion instead of $86 billion. Until you guys come to the table and negotiate in good faith. But this is where we're standing. Folks, this is huge. So our message to the state reps, Republicans, stand strong. Yesterday, unscientific poll, the most people ever in an hour to send me a text, 210 to 2, said, do it now. Do it on this budget. Don't wait and do it in 27 when hopefully we have a Republican governor and a Republican-controlled Senate. You guys in the House, do it this year. Well, I reached out to Officer Rick. He's friends with Ann Boland, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. She was his state rep back in the day before redistricting. I said, tell her the numbers. 210 to 2 of our listeners, of our radio family, said do it this budget this year. Funny, because these bills were passed an hour and a half after my show yesterday. Kind of interesting. And the other component to this, this is very, very important. If they do end up shutting the government down, the Republicans are going to say it's the Senate Democrats and this governor's fault. We gave them a continuing resolution budget to avoid the government shutdown. They wouldn't accept it. It's their fault. How well is that going to play heading into next year's election? Going to be very interesting. Well, that's it basically for today's show. We'll get to the rest of this stuff tomorrow on Friday's show, God willing. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 99.90.